Blog Talk Radio. Okay, now after you left the military school, what did you do?
Well, we left with my family literally because the war got too bad, and my parents didn't want me to go through any more hardship than had already happened, you know? So, my dad, who had already been here for like at least a few years, had sent some money back and just paid some people to get us all the way to Mexico and Texas. And then into San Isidro, and then L.A., and then where the rest of the money was paid off, and that's why I came here.
Now, the getting back to these throwaway kids, now they come up here from, they were trained like, they went to school like you did, and they've come up here into the barrios in L.A. and
well,
Chicago.
This is my understanding of what happens. When I first came to this country, my family lived in L.A. You know, I guess my dad was really so broke that we actually lived in Compton. Like, we didn't, like, I wasn't like your regular East L.A. Latino kid, which is why I don't have an accent, plus all the English I got taught when I was a kid. Because, you know, if I speak Spanish, it's, like, completely different. It's, hola, ¿cómo está usted hoy?
Mine's lousy.
No, but it's like my Spanish voice and my English voice are entirely different.
People well, you mastered it. You'd be great in intelligence.
Oh, no, people have told me, they're like, hola, ¿cómo estás? Sí, yo me llamo Romeo. Hola, yo hago arte. But anyways, so I've had a lot of friends that came out of the same neighborhoods we came out of. You know, we immigrated, people stayed together, people stay in touch. And we knew of other family members, you know, so-and-so's cousin that actually did go through full military training, or so-and-so's cousin that actually was there for the guerrilla side. And they also got military trained and stuff. And what really happened is after a while, you had all these kids that were, like, bored in a really bad neighborhood, just odd opportunities to sell drugs and stuff, full military training, indoctrinated. Because, I mean, you're told how to fight, you're never told why. You just have these skill sets. Crime is a rather easy pursuit, you know? It's very easy to make that jump to say,
So that's one of the reasons why they're so skilled with these high-powered weapons.
Yes.
And
like, all these, like, roaming gangs, especially, like, MS-13, you know, coming out of, like, El Salvador and all this stuff, there's a reason why these people are
skilled.
Effective. To an extent, you know, essentially effective is there is a military background due to the backlash of, you know, the U.S. sending troops to train kids.
So we're reaping what we've sown down there, in other words. I guess that's the word from the Bible.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
Say, Ben, want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Okay, Tony, what are you going to do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too. Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush. Nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of checks, bet up.
Politics and poker, shuffle up the cards and find the joke. fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Paratrays.
Bet 'em.
Little trays, good as gold.
I'll say.
Raise your five.
I'll call.
I'll hold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Fanyushinkovich. I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot!